Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. It is August 26th, 2022. This is the last Friday of this month of August. Wow, we just said hello to August like yesterday, but the time is going, but we are excited because we know we have a mighty God on our side, the one whom we serve is able. He is an able God. So we are excited for this new day that our Lord has allowed us to be in. And because we have him, the one who holds the future, we have him, the one who holds tomorrow, the one who lives, we can face tomorrow. And we thank God with what he is doing at this platform, at this congregate, at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are just excited with what God is doing, for in him we live and move and have our being. Without him, we can do nothing. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We are praying a prayer of agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And we are more than two here. We are more than three here. We can put thousands upon thousands to flight. Eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day. The day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We thank you, Father. We are ready. We are ready to receive what you have installed for us today. We are ready to receive all the blessings, all the anointing you have installed for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you. And we pray, Father, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us and you cleanse us, Lord, with your hyssop and wash us clean, that we'll be whiter than snow. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning, yes, for restoring our peace and restoring our joy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for creating a pure happiness, Father, and renewing a steadfast spirit within us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence, Father. Yes, we thank you for your anointing, because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father. As we come before you this morning, we come with confidence, Father. Yes, this is the confidence that we have as we come before you this morning, because we know that when we ask anything according to your will, Father, you hear us. And we know that when you hear us, Father, whatsoever we ask, we know we will have, and we will receive whatsoever we ask, because you are a hearing God. You are not a deaf God, but you are a hearing God. For your ears are not heavy, that they cannot hear us, Father, and your hand is not shortened, that it cannot reach out and touch each and every one of us. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, Father, the love that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you, Father God, for your love, yes, that cannot be separated by anything. Yes, in the name of Jesus, as Romans reminds us that nothing can separate us from your love. Yes, and as you say in your word, Father, that we are persuaded that nothing can separate us from your love, that neither death or life, neither angels, nor principalities, nor powers, neither those things that are present, nor things that are to come. Even the heights and the depths cannot separate us from your love, for your love reaches to the highest mountain. Your love reaches to the deepest valley. We thank you, Father, that your love, yes, that we get from your, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, the one who came on this earth, surrender his throne, and come on this earth, Father, to redeem us, all of a virgin. Yes, and who was crucified and died and buried. But on the third day, he rose again because the grave could not keep him. Yes, and today he's sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. Yes. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, and no one can come to the Father but through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are believing and we still believe, yes, this year, 2022, for souls to come to the kingdom, for our brothers and to the kingdom. So we pray, Father God, for their salvation, we pray for their deliverance, we pray for their healing, that they come, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are trying to carry these burdens by themselves. Yes, and you say, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. Then you give us rest. You are the one who gives rest. There's no rest out there. Anything and everything out there is conditional. You do this, then you get that. You do this, then I do that for you. But only you, Father, you are the giver of rest in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are our burden lifter. Yes, and that your yoke is easy. Your yoke is light. You say to lean on me. I am meek and lowly in heart. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. We are believing, yes, that whatever is holding our loved ones, yes, whether it's some kind of a spiritual bondage, we pray, Father God, that be loosed in the name of Jesus. Whether it's a substance abuse or any addiction, we decree and declare that it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever yoke it is, every yoke be broken in the mighty name of Jesus, that they come to repentance, Father, that they come to believe and trust in you, Lord, and turn away from their wicked ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you draw them unto you, Lord. Give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when they hear your word, Father, when they hear your voice, when you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, that they will open and let you in. I thank you, Father God. I honor you that you are raising men and women, Father. Yes, that they reach out to our loved ones. And as we reach out to each and everyone, that's why we continue to pray for the church, the body of Christ, that we do what you have called us to do, Father, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for wisdom, Father. Yes, because if the word says he that wins souls is wise. So we know, Father, we need some level of wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you give us wisdom. Yes, your word says if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And we are asking this morning for you who is the giver of wisdom and you do not hold back. We thank you, Father God, to give us wisdom to win souls. And we pray, Father God, as a church, as a body of Christ, this sleeping giant to wake up and do what you have called us to do. Our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. I pray, Father God, all these ministries you have blessed us with, yes, whether they are the youth ministries, the children's ministries, the men and women ministries, we have singles ministries, we have couples ministries, and all the outreach ministries, those that are local, some are national and international. All these ministries, Father, you have given us so that they are a channel for winning souls. So I pray, Father God, that every ministry represented here under the sound of my voice, the Bible-believing ministries, Father, those who teach the true word of God, not deceivers, not cults, but those who teach your word, Father, that let these ministries be attractive and be effective, Father, for the furtherance of the gospel, to win souls for the kingdom. I pray, Father God, for the leadership, that they don't get caught up in all these whistles and bells of this activity and that activity, and lose focus that our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. We continue believing for 2,200 souls this year, 2022. We know, Father God, that when people are saved and surrender and come to you, Father, it will alleviate some of all these problems we are going through. Yes, when people are being surrendering to you and their hearts are being led and driven by the love of Christ, they do not murder their brothers. They do not kill their brothers and sisters. They do not kill their neighbors because they are driven by your love, the love of Christ, the one that covers a multitude of sin. That's why we continue, Father, to believe and trusting and yelling for the souls to come to the kingdom. Because we know, Father God, when people are saved, we have a strong family, Lord. We have strong brothers and sisters. All this brother and sister rivalry that is going on with siblings against each other is because the enemy, who is a thief, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, wants to take advantage and destroy families, destroy neighborhoods, and destroy nations. That this morning we come against you, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of God, the presence of God, the one who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. We continue to cry out for the church, the body of Christ, and its leadership, Father. All those in positions of authority, yes, the ones you have given us, the apostles, the
prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, even those who are missionaries, those in a foreign land, and they are spreading good news. I just pray, Father God, those in administration and the ones, the technical support and the usher boards, the hospitality, anyone involved, Father, yes, in the furtherance of the gospel, Father, in their respective places, because you have given us as gifts, Father, as to equip for the equipment of the saints, for the furtherance of the gospel. Yes, that true gospel that is built on the foundation, yes, of our of the prophets and apostles and Jesus Christ himself, who is our Lord and Savior, being the chief cornerstone. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that every member, yes, of the body of Christ, that we stay connected and do what you have called us to do. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for order in the body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning. Yes, for those who are sick in their bodies, Father, I pray for healing. For you are our healer, Lord Jesus. You heal all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. So I release and decree and declare healing in all areas of our lives, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional. It does not matter. You are a healer. The blood of Jesus reaches where many medication cannot reach. The blood of Jesus reaches and purifies that blood that is impure. So we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. I thank you, Father God, for your healing, Lord. Yes, all these cancerous diseases and all these different types and with this COVID keeping on invading people's bodies, we rebuke you, you demon of COVID, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you have no power, you have no authority over the people of God, over their bodies, for their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, you are trespassing, and trespassers will be prosecuted. We prosecute you with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to believe for the restoration of families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that each family, Father, whether it's a single parent family, whether it's a father and mother there, I just pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, that every person, every family member operate and function in their rightful places with love, Father, loving each other. It's husbands and fathers being restored back to their sons, and mothers restored back to their daughters. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, and our children honoring their parents, Father, because this is a command with a promise, and parents not provoking their own children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, and husbands loving their wives as Christ loves the church, and wives submitting themselves on husbands, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just pray, Father God, I honor you for restoring restoring the family back to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is no any other God but you. We thank you, Father God, because you care for us. You care for anything and anything and everything that concerns us, Father. You care for us enough, yes, that you handle it, Father. So we pray, Father God, even for our local leaders and our national and international leaders, Father, that they do what is right in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can live a peaceful life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for them, Father, in their rightful positions, those in the executive branch, whether they, we pray for presidents and vice presidents and their cabinets and the legislative branches, Father, the Senate, the House of Representatives, both on the local and national and international levels, Father, the judicial branches, that each branch operates in a respectful manner, Father. So there's a lot of disorder going on all over around us, not only in this nation, but everywhere. But this morning, Father God, we stand on the gap and stand on your word and intercede, Father, as your word reminds us in Second Chronicles that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you, our Heavenly Father, you will hear us from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. So we stand on the gap this morning, Father, and confess on behalf of our people, on behalf of nations, Father, and turn away from these wicked ways. Thank you, Father, for healing our land. Thank you for restoring our land in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you expose anything and everything that is being done in secret, that it is put out in the open, Father, expose it, that they come to repentance. Not only that, some they need to be dealt with the laws and rules and regulations of the land, but above all, Father God, that we as citizens be aware and have the knowledge and understanding as we go and exercise our citizenship and our as we vote, that we put the rightful people in these positions of authority, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we thank you, Father God, we honor you that you give us the understanding and we do our part in be knowledgeable of what people really are. Expose them and reveal them to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we do not just do things in the dark, but we'll be informed and be informed voters and do our part as citizens. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for protecting and shielding all our military community, our law enforcement, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, the first responders, Lord, pray for them that you protect and that some of them are in this law enforcement that abusing their positions of authority. We just pray, Father God, that they do what is right. And those that are driven by ego and just want to manipulate and abuse authority, that they be removed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that has to do with our well-being, any systems of our well-being, the education system, the workforce system, Father, the health system, the housing system, Father, everything. And we pray, Father God, that be done in decent and in order for the betterment of the people, Father. We thank you, Father God, we honor you this morning. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We praise you, the great I am. Yes, the one who was, who is, and is to come. The one who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We worship you, Father God, this morning. So, brothers and sisters, this morning the lines are open. Let us just praise our God this morning. Let us just give him thanks just for being here and waking us up to have breath in our lungs. It is his grace. Let's not ask you for anything in this particular moment. But let's just praise him. Let's tell him
thank you, Heavenly Father.
How great our God is, how mighty he is, how loving he is. Let us praise him this morning. I praise you, Father. God, the true living God, be the mighty name of Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Yes, the Almighty God, I praise you. Yes, I honor you this morning. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. The one who said you will never leave us nor forsake us. I praise you this morning, our Almighty God. You are our refuge, Lord. You are our fortress, our God. And we trust you, Father. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, some even trust in their family names, some trust their money, some trust in never they live in. But we trust you, Father God. We remember the name of the Lord, our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong power. Then when we run to you, Father, we are saved. And thank you. Thank you for sending protection, Father. You are our high priest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, for the Lord, you are our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you. I honor you. I glorify your name. I exalt you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, the great I am. Yes, you are so gracious. You are full of compassion. You are full of mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Let us just give him one more shout. If you are at a position where you can shout, just shout at him and praise him and say, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of us are going to the rest of them. make the noise or whatever, but just be listening, because our God is the discerner of the spirit. He knows exactly what is at the deep of your heart. And that same blessing, that same anointing, it just spills over even through the airwaves. So I just thank God for this body of Christ, and I thank God for the breakthrough. And I have heard multiple since the last time we met, being just asked, even yesterday, someone called me the day before and asked me to share. So yesterday I had an opportunity to participate in this group of people, women, and encourage them and share the word of God. Actually, they asked me to teach or share in regard of Christian leadership. And I just thank God because I had already had talked about it and wrote, you know, few notes. I had my notes with me. So sometimes, you know, those things God gives us and we write them down at the rightful time because it was a short notice. I got that the night before and they wanted me to share yesterday and say really quick, please, nothing major. We give you about 30 minutes just to share. And I said, thank you, I will do that. And I just went back to my notebook. I had my notes. I had everything. Mm-hmm. All I needed to do is just to ask God and give me the anointing and give me whatever. And I thank God for opening that door, you know. So our God, he wants us as his children. You know, he gives us the platform and be prepared in season or out of season, you know, be ready to share his word and be ready to testify. That's why my passion is to win souls, that we are ready wherever we are, wherever we go. And when opportunity presents itself, we are ready. We don't have to say, oh, give me 2 weeks notice or give me a month so that I can prepare. No, right there. That's why we are encouraged here to stay in the word, that the Holy Spirit will bring it to remembrance, each and everything that we need at the rightful time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the light of
God
is here. Who is here? And you can go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Jose, I thank God for the prayer this morning. Thank God for all the testimonies. Thank God that you had that opportunity. What came in real short, and praising God, it's like being at the Aqueduct racetrack. We all there with the word of God, and somebody rung the bell, and you went for it. I thank God that you were prepared, because the Bible declares always give a hope for anybody to ask for how you live, and the hope that is in you, that's Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for this week, oh Lord God, of praise and everything. We thank God for the traveling mercy. We thank God we'll be able to see the Queen this weekend, and hallelujah. This play, God, keep me and the family in prayer. The prayer requests are still the same. Many people need kidneys and stuff, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful word today, Pastor Scholastica. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Thank you for that prayer this morning, Pastor Scholastica. And I have a prayer request for my son-in-law, Ryan. He's been sick over a week instead of trying to work. And I asked for prayer for safe travel to and from Warner Robins and while I'm there and back, and for everybody that's traveling on the road or around about the highway. Everybody have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Love y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm on my way going to the doctor's office to have this procedure done, and I just want to thank God that that everything is going to be all right, and I just trust what God is doing and through the hands of the doctors and everything. So just pray for me as I travel to go and have the procedure done this morning in Jesus' name, and prayer for my family. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Sister Mary here, and I just thank God for this morning's prayer and our praises and worship to him. That means so much to him to know that we are recognizing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, recognizing that he's with us and hear us as we worship and praise his name and give him glory. And I just thank God for this prayer, praise and deliverance, how God is just so with us and how we just adore him. The giver of all life and all death, his promises of life and everlasting life. So God is good this morning, and continue to keep me in prayer as well, that all needs and circumstances and this, that I have be met in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, this is Chris. I just thank God for allowing us to be here today, and I just thank God for the message, Pastor Elastica. And I'm just praying for faith just over everything that I do, favor for my family, favor for everybody on the prayer line. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Good
morning, Sister Yvonne. I just thank God for this brand new day. And keep my family in prayer.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for another day, a day I've never seen before. Thanking him that he woke us up in our right minds. Hallelujah. I thank him for who he is, Almighty God. We trust him. We wait on him. All things will come together for good for those who love the Lord. Thank you.
Now, who was the lady just, what is your name, please?
Sister Taylor, Linda Taylor.
Okay, thank you. Yes, this is Darlene D. Thank God for everyone today. Thank God for the prayers this morning and the word from our Pastor Scholastica, the opportunity to be able to minister. That's always good, so that people can know more about God. And I request prayer this morning. I will be traveling over the weekend. Also, my Uncle Marvin, his procedure to fix his leaky valve in his heart is today. Want to pray for Sharon, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. Also, my daughter Jamila and her son Abraham, they have some kind of virus in their bodies. So just pray that God will heal them quickly. It could be something that David passed on, so we just want to pray for the entire family because it seems to run through the family when somebody gets some kind of virus. So just pray for the Gibson family.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
And if we do not have any more, I will just leave this time to Pastor Darlene, and you can take us out and whatever the Lord says on your heart.
Okay.
I didn't realize we are at the top of the hour. I apologize.
<Yeah. laughs> Okay, well, thank you so much. And once again, we are going to continue our prayers to destroy the works of the devil in our nation. As I heard Pastor Scholastica praying this morning, I mean, there's just so much chaos. Chaos all over the place. Just in the spirit realm, there are things that are happening that are not good for the of this nation. And so I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 57, 21. It says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." So many of these people, they don't have peace in their hearts, minds, and spirits. And so that's one reason why we see these crazy things happening in our nation. We got to stay on the wall. You know, the Nehemiah, they had a weapon in one hand, and they were doing the work in, otherwise. So we know that we have to continue to stay on the wall of prayer. The Lord tells us in his word that where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So he's in the midst of our prayers, and two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So that's one reason why we're glad that you come and you're in agreement. We may not hear your voices every day we're here, but we believe that you're here to be in agreement. We believe that you are believing God to do the work that we're asking him to do. We continue to pray that God destroys and also reveals those who have plans that are plotting. As we have heard several occasions where people have been caught before they got out there to do the damage. damage that they had planned to do. So we're going to pray today that God will continue to reveal those who are lying in wait as a wild animal, so to speak. They're lying in wait to pounce on others with their guns and with their knives. I mean, they're using all kinds of weapons out there. So we just pray that God will destroy the works of the devil and that he will protect us. And these people who are doing these things that have already done some things, that they will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. We will continue to pray without ceasing. So let us come in. We heard the prayer request. We're going to pray for this nation. And we just believe God to do some mighty works in this time and dispensation. Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen,
That's what separates us.
Have a beautiful weekend. Come back to Monday. Refresh renewed and tell somebody about what we're doing so that they too can join in what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Mission. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.